As has been mentioned, we are honored to have in our presence Reverend Gary Henderson, who is the Executive Director of the Global Health Initiative for United Methodist Communications, whom we ask now to come forward to speak to us.
Good afternoon. I've really just come by this afternoon to say thank you. I learned as a boy growing up in Mississippi that it is always appropriate to pause and say thank you to folk who have been generous in ways far more than you could even ask or imagine. Bishop Palmer mentioned just a few moments ago that I returned yesterday from Accra, Ghana, where for the last week I participated in the Pan-Africa Summit, a training event for United Methodist health professionals from all across Africa. It was a proud moment for Imagine No Malaria and for the whole church. There was a buzz of excitement in the air. Through the hum of simultaneous translation in three languages, there was, dare I say, a symphony of joy. Listen to the roll call of the countries present. Angola, Democratic Republic of Congo, Uganda, South Sudan, Rwanda, Burundi, Cote d'Ivoire, Liberia, Mozambique, Nigeria, Sierra Leone, Zimbabwe, and Malawi. 13 countries in all, each focused on sharpening their skills related to funding for the fight against malaria and the implementation of programming in their country specifics. In shorthand, we call it NETS Plus, insecticide-treated bed nets and all the other elements necessary for the fight. Gathered in Accra were United Methodist health professionals from the front lines. Illinois Great Rivers, you need to know that this gathering was made possible because of your generous support of Imagine No Malaria. You need to know that you have already made a profound and life-giving difference. I remember standing before your 2010 session of annual conference following the Episcopal address and sharing the alarming statistic that every 30 seconds a child was dying of malaria. I remember also telling you that a single child means the world to somebody, dare I say everybody. You heard, and you responded. I remember visiting Sierra Leone with the Reverend Jan Griffin and the Dr. Pete Paulson. We saw up close and personal the need and the difference the church was making. Today I report the news that the statistics have changed. The needle has moved to the right direction. Since then, deaths by malaria have been cut in half. Every 60 seconds, a person dies of malaria currently. An improvement, yes, with the total elimination of death by malaria, our goal is in view. We must stay the course. I have come by this afternoon to say to Illinois Great Rivers that your conference is named among the pioneer conferences of Imagine No Malaria. You have blazed the way. You have pointed the way that others will come. Hear me now. There are 8 pioneer conferences, but only two have surpassed the $2 million mark. Both within the North Central jurisdiction. As a member of this jurisdiction, I say, way to go, team. You are, Illinois Great Rivers, among an elite and small number, thanks to the visionary leadership of your Episcopal leader, Bishop Gregory Von Palmer, and the hard work of the clergy and laity of this conference. I congratulate you and I say that others are following your examples. Bishop Thomas Bickerson, the chairperson of the Global Health Initiative, and the Reverend Larry Holland, the General Secretary of United Methodist Communication, often speak of your good work. Last week, it was my personal opportunity to brag about you in Ghana. I want you to know that your giving has inspired Africa to give financially as well. Allow me to close as I began by simply saying thank you. For the people of Cote d'Ivoire, Ivory Coast, in the Democratic Republic of Congo, I say merci beaucoup. For the people of Mozambique and Angola, I say abrigado. For the people of Zimbabwe, I say nshona tatenda. For the people of Sierra Leone and Liberia, I say in Creole, tell him thank you. Tell the Papa God thank you. And for English speakers all across sub-Saharan Africa and the whole of the United Methodist Church, I say from the very bottom of my heart, thank you. Well done, good and faithful servants. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.